Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
All right, Mike is on the line. Text, by the way, 51551. Mike, you were, as happens when people listen to the radio, and I think it's a very healthy sign, but you were furious listening to us yesterday. Are you a bit calmer now?
Oh, I am indeed. How's it going, Damien?
All right. You were listening to us yesterday discussing rounding cash transactions up and down, and which is perfectly legal, of course, and it's voluntary. But just some of our listeners feel that they're being done by the retailers who tend to round up more than they round down. So this prompted your strong email to us. Go ahead.
It did. I was listening to it yesterday, and I suppose I generally listen to News Talk or Radio 1, and I very rarely get it. This upset about things or whatever, but I was listening yesterday and my annoyance was rooted in the fact that this information is so easily accessible out there to consumers everywhere. I mean, all we have to do is literally go to our citizens' advice centre and the information is there for us in black and white, that if we want to participate in this rounding that occurs inside in retail outlets, then we can. And if we don't want to participate, then all we need to do is vocalise it to the retail assistant in front of us, and they are to give us back our change.
And that's fair enough. And that is your entitlement as a customer, and it is the entitlement of the shopkeepers that they must actually comply. That you both kind of opt out of this this arrangement. The point that was being made by one of our callers yesterday was that he, when he asked that he wanted his change, he was told no. So while you might say, well, the information is there for us all, in this instance, in the retail outlet, the shop assistant didn't know that the person is entitled to the change, and that was the nub of his fury.
And of course, he's right. He has a right to be annoyed there, but the fact of the matter, I work in retail myself, so I have some experience in the matter, and I know for a fact that all of my colleagues and I in the retail outlet that I work at, we're all so well trained to the fact that we're all well aware of the fact that if the consumer that's in front of us wants their correct change back and they request their change back, then we give it back to them. So the retail assistant in question here was just neglectful of their obligations to actually be aware of the rights of the consumer and such, and he did have a right to be annoyed. But my annoyance at him was the fact that rather than go to a citizens' advice bureau, which exists to protect consumers and protect citizens throughout the country, he decided to go and email the central bank over a transaction issue of 3 pence or 3 cents or whatever it was.
You're in retail, Mike. Would you be able to work out on average, out of every 100 customers, how many of them would say, "I want my change back, my 2 cent or 3 cent"?
Oh, very few. I mean, you'd have less than 10. You'd have it would be 5 max. It's very few. The vast majority of people out there want to participate in this rounding thing because I suppose most of us see. I'm speaking from my own experience here. I myself see 1 pence and 2 pence coins as, annoying.
Yeah, but isn't it absolutely ridiculous that you have a scheme here where you're rounding up and rounding down in a shop where things are priced at 1.99 or 1.54 or 10.99? Why are the prices just not rounded up so that there's no issue that you're buying something that's 10 euro, not 9.99 or 9.98 or whatever it adds up to? Do you know what I mean? That if everything was priced in multiples of 5 cent.
Well, it was said that retailers have been pricing things like that. Pricing like that has been occurring in retail for as long as I've been. I'm 28. It's been like that in retail for as long as we're on the planet. And each and every one of us know that 11.99 is it is 12 euro. And if I go into a shop myself as a customer and I buy something for 11.99, I couldn't give a damn whether or not I get back my penny because my penny, it'll go into the charity box in front of me
All know why the 99 thing was brought in was to make, obviously, something look, great bargain. It's 9.99. It's only a cent, but psychologically, we're drawn to something. Oh, 9.99 looks a bargain rather than it being advertised at 10 euro. And that's the way it always has been, as you said, since Gob was a boy. But why now, do people still advertise toys and whatever at 9.99 or 19.99 or 29.99 when they're not actually going to give you the cent back anyway?
Because retailers, and as like every business, retailers are out to make money.
Yes.
And this, it does, as you say, entices customers to come into
absolutely.
The shop.
Absolutely, and but that was not, what annoyed our customers yesterday, whom in turn annoyed you as a retailer.
The customers took it to a whole new level in equating us to a mafia, and that we, like I said in my email, that we gather together in these illicit meetings in an attempt to figure out how to rob people of their pennies and twopence. The fact is, I cash up, because I'm at a management level in the outlet that I work with, and I cash up to six, seven tills on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, because their own indifference is displayed on every cash up sheet at the end of the day. And almost all of the time, 50% of those will display around indifference of about 17 cent, 18 cent. It's never really more than 50 cent
okay.
In the positive.
All right, but I want to bring just
the other 50% will show a negative difference. So it does.
It levels off.
Out at the end of the day. We're not robbing people of money.
I know. But again, it's this thing, the $9.99, why advertise it in a big writing in your window when you're going to actually charge the €10 now because we have rounding? Anyway, we're splitting hairs at this point on that over a cent. Michael Griffin's on the line. Good afternoon, Michael. Go ahead, your point.
Good afternoon. You've just made the point that I wanted to make, that I think something that's advertised at $9.99, you know you're going to actually effectively pay €10 for it. So why advertise something at a price that is actually not going to be the real price? And I think the logical thing to do is simply abolish your 1 cent and 2 cent coins. Take them out of circulation. And at this day and age, I think if something is advertised at $1.99 and you don't have cents or 2 cents, well, then you will not be able to pay $1.99. I think retailers should simply advertise the thing at what it's going to cost the customer. So I think abolish your... I have no difficulty at the moment with the rounding up or rounding down. I'm not sure who gains at the end of the day. I think it's as the last person there said, there's minimal difference in the till at the end of the day.
Well, actually, there is somebody here. Kathleen Keller is on the line. Kathleen, go ahead. When we're talking there, Michael's just raised the point who's benefiting, but somebody made the point yesterday with charities. You know, if we're going to have this rounding up and rounding down and we're trying to get rid of the 2 cents and the 1 cent, what effect is that having on charities? And can they actually benefit?
Yes, of course. Well, I'll tell you how Greystones Cancer Support benefited a great deal. Now, I have to say, I never realized until I listened to your program yesterday that the 1 cent and 2 cent coin going up and down was voluntary. I thought they were taken out of circulation. They just seemed to disappear, you know, from the market, so to speak.
Well, tell us about Greystones Cancer Support.
I'm with Greystones Cancer Support, and when this 1 cent and 2 cent coin, either voluntary or mandatory, and the rounding up and the rounding down came in, we initiated a campaign, and we said to people, okay, the 1 cent and the 2 cent coins, give them to us. And our campaign was called Make Sense with Sense, S-E-N-S-E, and then C-E-N-T-S. And people came into us with little plastic bags of coin. They came in with pennies. They came in with, actually, they ended up coming in with all kinds of coin.
Yeah.
What we didn't realize, you know, people would give us their little story as they brought in the coin.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people do at night is they empty what coin is in their pocket into a jar. And they start off the next day with a note.
And how much money?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Since they were withdrawn, we raised over €10,000 with
wow,
pennies.
Wow, that is fantastic. With 1 and 2 cent coins.
Yes, and there's a pub in Kilcool called The Mollies.
Yeah.
And they greatly facilitated our campaign, and they put a donation bucket on the bar counter with a Make Sense with Sense notice on it. And they have raised for us €4,000
brilliant.
In coin with
well,
donations.
There's a great idea for other charities around the country that could get together maybe in a small town with the shopkeepers and the pubs and where those cents. Just stay there, Kathleen. I just want to get Mary on this. Mary, go ahead on this rounding. Are you pro or anti?
Hello, Damien.
Hello.
I'm pro
right.
rounding.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get 1 or 2 cents back in my change. I would actually ask the assistant to round it up if she didn't.
Yeah.
I just think they're a nuisance I worked in a financial institution years ago, and then I worked in Superquin for a while, a few years ago. And you had to count your 1 and 2 pennies they were then every evening. Mm. And there was such a nuisance that you had to round up your till and your, you know, your accounts to the nearest penny.
Yeah, I think eventually
I think
we are going to see. The underlying probably reason behind what happened 3 or 4 years ago was that eventually, within maybe a decade, that we would be rid of the 1 and 2 cent coins. I think actually there are some countries in Europe already where that is the case, where everything is priced in denominator or in 5 and 10 and so on. Anyway, as somebody that worked in the business, you're happy not to be left counting ones and twos.
Oh yes, yes, I used to hate it.
Right. Yeah, okay, so you're
probably 10 to 9 at night, counting your ones and
right.
twos.
All right. Well, look, we got a lot of calls yesterday from people that were against it, and today we just bringing you some flavour there of the people that are actually for it. Listen, Mike, thank you. I hope you've calmed down now. You've got that off your chest. Thanks though for your call. Thanks to Michael Griffin as well.
Butter.
All right. Thanks to Mary, and well done to Kathleen Keller and everyone there in Greystones on their great work.